And ladies and gentlemen, Long Island home prices keep a climbing. Last month we had new highs in Suffolk County. Suburban home buying extending into September. Incredible. Homes in Suffolk sold for a median price of $464,000 plus. That, by the way, up 13% if you compare with a year earlier. In Nassau, the price increased year over year by 9.3%. Incredible. Here to talk about it, Andrew Ragusa, CEO broker of Remy Realty, that being in plain view. And nice to give us a couple of minutes here on a Tuesday. Andrew, welcome aboard. I tell you, very impressive. You know, pandemic times, we're all in and everything else. It's good to see at least one market climbing rather steadily, you know?
Hey, Jay, good morning. Thanks for having me here. You know, it's a pretty interesting thing to watch. Even me personally, I went to go make an offer on a multifamily house in Bayshore, and the price was $500,000, and I offered $55,000 over asking, all cash, and I still lost. So it's just a wild time right now to be in real estate. But if you're selling, hey, now's the time.
No question, Andrew. What do you think the main component of this is? Tough times. You know, you would think, well, you know what, the economics not great, but you know, you look at it on the other side, I look at it as a way for people maybe to kind of get that advantage if they can economically do so. So you're kind of in those two time frames at this juncture, but it's a good way to kind of take advantage of things.
Well, I believe, in my opinion, I think the biggest driving force behind what's happening here is remote work. Because before that, you know, obviously people needed to be close to the city. But this new phenomenon has just changed everything, and people don't have to be that close to urban centers anymore. And that's going to keep driving people out. And this trend, I don't see ending anytime soon. In fact, it's probably going to expand. But I think real estate will keep climbing for the next 3 to 4 years if this just keeps going this way.
I can see that, too. You know, it's kind of, you know, the fact that people are staying in their homes in a very big way, and you have a lot of, you know, upticks as far as remodeling and everything else, because as you say, you know what, going to the office right now, it's almost a moot point when you think about it. So people like to kind of have the confines of their home sweet home around them, and why not make it better, especially if you're on that market, right?
Well, you know, think about how many people lose hours out of their day just commuting. You're talking 3 to 4 hours in some cases going back and forth. And now that part of their life is coming back. So the people spreading out, I don't see remote work leaving at all. It's just going to keep real estate climbing.
No doubt. Andrew Ragusa with us talking about the housing market. It is thriving in a very big way. We told you some of the numbers in Suffolk and Nassau counties. August, homes in Suffolk traded for a median price of $456,000. Nassau home prices, well, they set a record high of $595,000. So I guess the big question right now, Andrew Ragusa, is how high can we go as far as these numbers? Do you expect them to be elevated even more as we get into the coming months?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell. If I had that kind of answer, I would probably go out and buy a bunch of properties if I knew what the future was coming. But look, it is pretty obvious that we're going to keep climbing at the moment. So even if the people are overpaying a little bit, or they feel like they're overpaying a little bit right now, chances are it's going to even itself out over the next 3 to 4 years, and you'll probably still end up with equity in the property. I think that's the biggest fear people have right now is they say, hey, even if I sell, where am I going to go?
Keep an eye on this without question. Andrew Ragusa, CEO broker, Remy Realty, and that being in plain view. And pretty much we're seeing across the board here, Long Island in general. What about one last thing, Andrew, as people exit New York City, you know, for the suburbs and everything else, is that a big-time contributor as far as city dwellers who have now had enough with the goings-on, as we all know, of what's happening in the Big Apple right now? Is that also a credit as far as people flocking east?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. You were living in these high-rise communities. They're apartments, but they had amenities. They had gyms. They had pools. Some of them had, you know, club rooms and family centers, and all of that was taken away from you, and now you're confined into a 1,000-square-foot space, maybe. Most of them are, you know, 700 square feet. That phenomenon, that major change to society, I definitely have a feeling impacted those people, and now they're saying, hey, you know what, if we're going to run the risk of getting locked down one more time, I need space. I need out. I don't know if you know, Jay, but even pool sales, pool installations for houses are skyrocketing. You can't get a pool installed in your backyard right now. There's about a six-month wait. So people understand that this was a major change, and I think they're thinking about lockdown when they make their decisions going forward.
Well, that's what it is. People are sprucing it up right now. And that's why, you know, you look at all these home building areas and stores, they're thriving right now because, you know, people are putting on addition. Listen, they know it's the place to be is in your house. That's what it is. You know, vacations, staycations are in. People want to stay home and whatnot. And you know, until things get a little bit better out there, that's what it's all about. So you can actually get a pretty good mindset of where we're at right now in this housing industry. We'll keep on top of this, Andrew. Appreciate a couple of minutes, though, for these numbers.
Sure, of course.